people are always saying to me, are you still doing science fiction? And of course the answer is yes. I've got my play Leviathan 99, which is going to reopen in Paris this fall. Thank God, because we did a lousy production of it up in L.A. Those of you who saw it there, we all died together, didn't we? And it's sad. You know, you try to do your best, and suddenly you discover that you haven't done a good job of casting. And everything goes wrong. And you stand there, and you watch the rehearsals, and you know that you're at your own wake. Huh? And you don't want to say anything to your director or your actors. And I remember they brought in a large turntable for this play. And for those of you who don't know what the play is about, it is Moby Dick in the future. It is Moby Dick carried ahead roughly 150, 200 years from now. And it's a story of a great white comet that comes down through the universe once every 30 years. And it's a story of this blind captain of space who goes out to confront this comet because the comet put out his eyes when he was a young man. So you take the Moby Dick mythology, you take the Shakespearean concept, and you put it ahead into the future. And we had all sorts of wonderful, grandiose ideas. I thought, well, for the first time, how wonderful it would be if we could borrow a soundstage from a studio and use this to put on a play with. No one else had ever thought of it before. And I said, my God, how strange that the studios have been sitting there for 30, 40, 50 years, and no one has ever had brains enough to go to a studio head and say, Mr. Goldwyn, Mr. Mayer, whoever, can we use this soundstage and put on a play and put out all of outer space into it? So we did this, and we costumed it, and we put the stars in the sky, and we built a large turntable in the center of the stage, and we built a set on top of that. And I looked at that set, and I thought to myself, it won't move. It just won't move. But what do I know about these things? I'm not a technician. So I didn't say anything. But secretly, I said to myself, the damn thing won't move. And they finished building it, and I kept my mouth shut like a fool. And we got into rehearsals about a week before the opening. And we pressed the button, and the damn thing wouldn't move. And it was that sort of disaster, day after day, week after week, in putting on Leviathan. And finally we opened, and not only did we get reviewed badly, but we got reviewed badly three times in 1 week. They wouldn't leave us alone. They came back and kicked us every third day. And then they buried us and dug us up and buried us again. But in the meantime, I've been doing all kinds of new short stories. I've written a short story about myself and George Bernard Shaw in outer space, which I think is kind of great, don't you? Isn't that a wonderful company for outer space? Yeah. I've done a story about a starship moving out toward the stars, and on board this ship, you have all these guys carrying along with them their super audio animatronic sexual girl dolls, right? Everyone on the trip has their own girl robot. Except me. And who do I have? Well, every night I sneak down below decks, down by the machinery, and I find this robot of an old man sitting there in the shadows. And I speak to him all alone, and I say, Mr. Shaw, George Bernard Shaw. And he sits upright. This robot blinks its eyes and looks around. And he says, by God, sir, I do accept it. And I said, what? He says, the universe, it thinks, therefore I am. And I sit there below decks in the shadow of the machinery, and I converse with Mr. Shaw, my dear hero, my good friend. And everyone else is upstairs playing, and I'm down there talking with this old man for whom I have this fantastic love going back a good many years in my life. And we go up above deck, and we look out this large window into space. And we look at all the stars of the universe, and we look on out toward Andromeda and Alpha Centauri. And I finally say to him, Mr. Shaw, say it. He says, say what? He says, go on, say it. You know what I want to hear. And he looks out into space. He says, what is mankind in the universe? What is this mysterious thing that we are? This flesh and blood that dreams itself human. What are we, huh? We are energy and matter transmuting itself into imagination and will. Energy and matter changing itself over into imagination and will. We are the thing that knows itself in the universe. We waken in the universe. We examine ourselves. We are curious at the miracle. And this is what we are. And I sit there enchanted with this. And I say it again. And he keeps repeating it and repeating it. And then along the way, all the other men on this journey become jealous of my relationship with Mr. Shaw. And somebody tampers with his robot and kills him. They jiggle a wire. And I come back up late one night. And I go back down to visit with Mr. Shaw. And he's dead. At which point, the meteor shower hits the ship. Isn't that convenient? Yes. I am as full of coincidences as Mr. Dickens, and I'll be damned if I'll explain them to you. But I just have time to clap on my oxygen unit and get some food, and the whole ship blows up. Then everyone is scattered out into space, and I'm falling down through space, and I realize I have 180 days to exist with my food and my oxygen. And I keep saying over and over to myself, oh, Mr. Shaw, Mr. Shaw, Mr. Shaw. And then, like a gift from God, this figure tumbles down through space, and here comes the robot Shaw, end over end over end, and he speaks to me as he arrives, no sooner asked for than I am here. I said, Mr. Shaw, you're alive. He says, oh, yes, the accident jiggled everything back together again. He says, so I hold on to him, and we fall down through space together. And I realize I have 180 days of life. He has 10,000 years. But what a way to fall through the universe. And that's the end of the story, huh? Yeah. Well. So I've sent that story out. It hasn't sold yet. It's been rejected by everyone. Is that ridiculous? Isn't that stupid? It happens all the time still. For those of you who are young writers, I want you to know I'm still collecting rejection slips.